If you don't recognize this early Beatles song, it's because it's actually not the Beatles. Turns out that's a song called Rock and Roll by the Redwalls, a Chicago-area quartet. The Redwalls are touring the country with their new album, De Nova, and two of their members join us now from our New York Bureau, brothers Justin and Logan Barron. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
So, okay, your cover album, your album cover has you in dark suits, mop top style hair. I mean, you guys even look like the Beatles. You sound like the Beatles. And the Fab Four broke up before you were even born. How'd you end up with this sound?
We don't even know who you're talking about.
We really don't know, you know. We just got into that music when we were real young, you know. We liked all that kind of old stuff, you know, the Kinks and the Rolling Stones and all that. So it's not just the Beatles, but I don't know. We got into it when we must have been, you know, teenagers, and we always kind of liked it since.
Did your parents have the music around the house, or did you find it yourself?
Yeah, we found it ourselves. You know, if the parents had it, you probably wouldn't like it as much, yeah. You know.
Logan, you got your first guitar about 10 years ago. You were
yeah.
in sixth
yeah.
grade. And
right.
Justin, at that time, you were 8 or 9 years old. When did you guys start, you know, playing together like a band?
Must have been when I was about 13 and Logan was about 15, where we'd get together and make recordings and sing.
And, I mean, what were your first venues? When did it all start taking off?
Oh, we didn't have any shows.
Have any shows for a couple of years after that. We got our friend Andrew Langer, who also played guitar and lived in the neighborhood. So the three of us got together, and it wasn't until about 6 months after that that we got a drummer. And we got our first couple of shows. We invited all our friends out, and we packed it, and that was our first show.
I want to hear another one of your songs. It's called Thank You. These days it seems as though I lived a lonely lifetime, because I never had a girl like you to hold me tight. And since you came around and you showed the world to me, I'm beginning to think that I'll never be blue again. Okay, I'm hearing Ziggy Stardust era David Bowie, but you must get so sick of those
Jennifer
comparisons.
I mean, really, what is this? Is there anything that's ours?
You tell me, how do you describe your sound?
Good. It sounds good. I don't know how you describe it.
We just try to write
good
songs.
We try not to say, like, we describe our sound by, we sound just like this or just like that. I mean, I think it is true.
I'm curious about the name. Where's the name come from, the Redwalls?
Well, we were originally the Pages, and we had to change that name when we signed to Capitol because there was already another group called the Pages. The name was actually Mr. Mister, if you remember them.
Mm-hmm.
It was this long, grueling process of us trying to find a new name.
It was terrible.
And,
absolutely,
you know,
terrible.
There are so many bands out there today that can put out independent records. And
every name in the world is already, it's, so we took like weeks after weeks trying to come up with a name, and it was just terrible.
So where'd you find terrible. Red Walls?
So I finally came up with it. It was actually a Bob Dylan song called The Walls of Red Wing. It's one of his early kind of protest songs. You can't be the Red Wings because they're a hockey team, so we just said the Red Walls.
So tell me what it's like to be a young new band going out before audiences who, I mean, I assume may not know some of the music, certainly haven't memorized the lyrics yet.
No.
What do you do on stage to kind of introduce yourself?
You gotta play, you know, you just gotta play the best show you can every night, and people, they dig it. So actually now, you know, we actually are starting to see people do know the songs, you know, they do know the lyrics.
Like, and two of them at each show.
You know, we do have some fans now, which is nice, so all it takes, you know, is hard work.
Well, we'd like to end with another song. What's one of your favorites, or what's going over well out there on the tour?
Build a Bridge.
Tell me about the song.
It's a love song, I think. I think that's about it. It's a love song.
True story?
No.
It might be.
We can't say that.
Justin and Logan Barron are part of the Red Walls. Their first major released album is called Denova. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.